Greg Miller's joined us in the studio. He's come all the way from Wellington. Have you got, Greg, good horticultural land in Wellington that is going to houses like they have in Auckland? Oh, hang on. Let me just get your mic on. My God, this is awkward, right? So have another go.
Yeah,
away you go.
Yeah, there's some great horticultural land around Wellington, and when you go out to the Wairarapa. But, you know, same as Auckland, it's pushing out.
You know what the problem is? It's the lifestylers, and I shouldn't criticise them because I used to live on a lifestyle block. But you look, I'll tell you the perfect example is around Hamilton. Beautiful farmland in the Waikato there. And you look at the lifestyle properties. You only need to drive out to Mystery Creek from Hamilton to see how many of those, beautiful as they are productive land that might have a horse or two grazing on them.
It's so sad. I've got a friend just in Waiuku on a beautiful farm that they've had through generations, and they're probably under pressure as well with the Auckland coming out and down south.
Yeah, see, my theory is, as I said to Nadine, you ring fence Auckland, do a Trump. We'll be talking about Trump a bit later. Build a wall. Build a wall, and any expansion has to go up, not out, because that is some of the finest horticulture land in the country on the periphery of Auckland. You talk about tough times. How tough is it running a charity of any sort at the moment? Because we know about the cost of living crisis. We know that people are penny pinched at the moment. It's tough out there. And sometimes, you know, with all the best will in the world, you still can't find enough to give to a charity.
I mean, we understand it's tough out there, and tough for a lot of our supporters. And we really, you know, if they ring up and say we're having a tough year, we say we completely understand. But also, when times are tough, they're usually and always, I find, toughest on the most vulnerable. And that's the thing. People with intellectual disabilities and their families, they actually have higher costs than anyone else. The mother will often have to stay home and support the child, so suddenly you've got less income coming into the house. So it's a tough life, and in rural communities particularly, you're a long way away from care and support.
How have the autumn calf sales gone for you? Because you did initially start as the IHC calf scheme. You've ventured out into, you can do lambs, you can do virtual donations, anyone can donate. But your main source of income is the calf sales. How have they gone?
Well, fantastic prices last year. So we're really amazed by that. And it was a really good year. It's the first year that Temuka actually surpassed, came ahead of Frankton. So that's a big shout out to the South Island farmers who've done some great work, getting great prices and donating great calves.
We will have a further chat to you before the end of the hour, but your canvases, are they out there on the roads as we speak?
Yeah, they're just starting now. So this is the beginning of the new season. They're going to be knocking on people's doors. There'll be the occasional call coming through when we miss you. But this is the important time for the calf scheme.
Yeah, good on you, farmers. Dig deep to support the IHC Calf and Rural Scheme, founded by Pine Tree. Well, it wasn't actually founded by Pine Tree. He was the first patron, wasn't he?
He was part of the IHC fundraising committee that decided, yes, we'll do this idea that no one else in the world had ever done before. And even back then, not many of the sports clubs were donating calves to charity, you know, for their sports clubs. So he was pretty canny, and he was an amazing patron.
Well, if Pine Tree Mead said to you, I want something, you'd be a brave man to say, no, I'm not going to do that. And I know, Greg, you've got a couple of thank yous. PGG Wrights, and I know, have been with you since day one, more than 40 years. All Flex, great supporters as well.
Yeah, they're amazing. They keep the costs of the scheme right down and make sure the money goes to where it needs to go.
So. Absolutely fantastic. I'm out of time. If people want to donate a real animal or a virtual one, what's the website?
They go to ihc.org.nz/rural, and it's also up on your site, the country.
Good on you. There we go. That is Greg Miller.